He was, of course, interested in bats, and I believe he was the one that got Donald Griffin started on bats.
What was the name on that?
Donald Griffin.
Donald Griffin.
He was a man that studied echolocation really pretty well, established how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
He was at Harvard. Don't know if he's still alive or not. He might be. He wasn't much older than I.
So he helped Donald get started in his research?
I think Griffin was his student. This was really before I was there,
okay.
Because Griffin was already teaching in the zoology department when I got there.